Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Queensland has recorded two new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Both are linked to a group of cases involving a nurse at Princess Alexandra Hospital. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the new numbers are positive.
But the signs are very, very encouraging. Our contact tracers are first class. Please watch for symptoms, go get a test. That is absolutely critical that we do that over the next 24 hours.
Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says a decision on ending or extending a lockdown in Brisbane will be made tomorrow.
We need to get more results from today. So if there's any other chains of transmission, we pick them up immediately. Then we'll get those results tomorrow morning and we'll be able to then make a decision.
The Agricultural Minister has asked states and territories to increase the number of COVID-19 vaccines being given. Australia has given nearly 600,000 vaccine doses. David Littleproud has told the Nine Network Australia needs to give jabs at a faster rate.
The reality is the states have been tasked with this responsibility, and the fact is they've left these in the rack when they could have put them into people's arms.
The federal government says Australia is open for business this Easter, despite coronavirus concerns in Queensland. Half-price airfares go on sale at midnight. The flights have been promoted with an $8 million advertising campaign. Speaking on Seven Sunrise program, Tourism Minister Dan Tehan defended the government-funded ad campaign.
It's very important that we remember that all the other destinations across Australia are open and people can travel to them, and also that these discount flights you can book up until the end of July.
Victoria is still COVID-19 free. It's recorded zero cases from 22,000 tests statewide. Today, the Holiday Inn Hotel quarantine facility near Melbourne Airport has reopened. It was the centre of an outbreak, which resulted in a five-day lockdown. The federal government has announced $1 billion to increase Australia's defence capabilities. It will enable Australia to produce its own missiles. Today, the Prime Minister launched a new Space Discovery Centre in Adelaide. Scott Morrison says the centre will have a wide impact.
But you know, it's not just about astronauts and rockets. It's about floods, it's about bushfires, it's about understanding how we manage our own environment.
New Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews has been accused of bullying. The claims have been made by a female senior Liberal advisor. The woman is reportedly on stress leave after complaining about the workplace culture in the minister's office. The Australian newspaper reports she wrote a complaint in August and another in March. At that time, Miss Andrews was Industry, Science and Technology Minister. Australian Labour Party leader Anthony Albanese is promoting a new energy and electric car policy. If elected, his government would invest $400 million installing 400 community batteries around Australia. They would power 100,000 homes. It would reduce people's bills and carbon emissions. The Australian Conservation Foundation supports the plan. Mr. Albanese pledges a further $200 million to be spent on tax breaks to encourage electric car use.
We will remove both the tariff on electric vehicles, but also the fringe benefits tax. This will make an enormous difference and will encourage a take-up of electric vehicles.
To tennis, and Australian Ash Barty is through to the semi-finals of the Miami Open. She beat Aryna Sabalenka in three sets. Speaking afterwards, she praised her competitor.
A brilliant match today. I think that was certainly the best level I've played for a long time, and especially over a sustained period. Irina really made me bring out my best stuff today. She's an exceptional competitor.
I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News in Easy English.